T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tiger.
Hi, and welcome to the 32nd episode of the Being Brilliant radio show. This is your host, Amy Hackett-Jones, and I am a happiness and high-performance coach for being brilliant in the way you both live and lead your life and those around you. You can find me at www.amyhackett.jones.com. The Being Brilliant radio show is a deep and impactful look at what it takes to be brilliant. The show invites you, our listeners, to step into the very essence of who you are being as you show up to life. My guests bring a combination of inspirational teachings coupled with practical tools and essential life and leadership skills translated into actionable strategies so that you, our listeners, may step into being the very best version of yourself. My interviewees are high-performance thought leaders, game-changers, pioneers, dreamers, adventurers, wayseers, visionaries, as well as friends and family. Those whom I believe live brilliantly and who travel magically through life, shining their own light so others may do the same. And of course, today is no exception. Today I have the truly brilliant Laura Weigel. And Laura is the founder of The Will to Wow Jewelry, and there is a brilliant, absolutely incredible story behind why she started it up, the purpose behind the jewelry, and its incredible potential to heal people and to attract new things in their lives. So without much ado, Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a huge pleasure. So I'd like to just open up this show today with a little bit more about you and your story, because it is such a powerful story.
Okay.
Deeply heartfelt and full of unconditional love. And I know there's a lot that our listeners today will take away from your story. So please just share a little bit about where you've come from and where you are today with your business and your family.
Okay, well, I am today the mother of three children who at one point I thought I would never have children. So I think that's kind of where my story starts.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching special education, and I had gotten married, and we decided that we wanted to start a family. And the doctors had told me that I wouldn't be able to have children, and had even approached me about using donor eggs and that type of thing. So if any of the listeners have been through infertility, they'll know just that alone is quite stressful. So we embarked on that journey. We found a doctor that would use my eggs, and but we had to go through a really special process. So I ended up getting pregnant with twins, which I was so excited because, you know, we tried so hard and I didn't know if I would ever have children.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that they were girl-boy twins, which I named William and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And when the twins were just 5 months old, which at this point I couldn't even still believe I got pregnant, let alone had twins, it just seemed so, it just seemed so surreal. I had then found out that I was pregnant with my third, and he obviously came naturally, and that's Jackson. So we were just so excited. It was like I was meant to have this huge family, which I never even knew if I would have one.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
It was just quite surreal, and it felt like everything was aligning perfectly, and everybody told me you're meant to be a mom, and at this point, actually, I'd even decided not to go back to teaching and that I was just going to focus on being a mom. So then it was the day after Christmas. It was 2008, and that's kind of where the story begins, that we found William, my boy twin, almost 11 months old, and we found William not breathing in his crib. He had apparently taken a blood pressure pill that my father-in-law had dropped.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Right. It was quite traumatic. Even now, I don't remember so much of the details. I more remember what people have told me. So we got him to the hospital. The reason I know it was a blood pressure pill is that they pumped his stomach because nobody could figure out why William was not breathing. But the pill had apparently he had taken it, which coincided with his nap time, and it had upset his stomach and he vomited, but it did the vomit got lodged in his throat, which blocked his airway and caused him to have the anoxic brain injury.
Yeah.
So in that instant, everything shifted completely. And it's literally taken me 8 years to be able to talk about it now without getting too emotional.
Yeah, of course.
So what I did in that moment is the first thing that came to my mind was to call my friend, and her name is Dr. Kimberly Sperling, and she's a doctor of Chinese medicine. She's now actually practicing in Atlanta, Georgia, and she helped me along the way with my fertility issues. And I do believe it's because of what she taught me with the Chinese medicine and all the different modalities that we use is why the fertility treatments finally worked.
Fantastic. So, I'm a great believer in all of that.
Well, it's what shifted everything. It shifted my thinking. It was, here's a nugget for the viewers to take away from this was going through the fertility issues and how much stress it is and how much financial resources you put into it. And so there's so much riding on the outcome that in one moment she said to me, all you can do is the best that you can do. And know that. And then if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's not. And those words changed my whole perception. I took a leave of absence from teaching. I walked every day and just really, really took care of myself. I got a massage once a week and I said, I'm going to do everything I can to support my body. And if I'm meant to be pregnant, then I'll be pregnant. And if not, then I'm going to be okay with that because I'm going to know that I did what I could do on my end.
Yeah.
And I really, truly was okay with it. I even started thinking of what my life would be like without children and the travels I would do. And I was actually okay with that. So that was a little nugget. And she was the first person that came to my mind to call when this happened to William. Because there were so many other things that happened, as you can imagine, in the hospital. But to get to the story of the healing, she would, once he was released from the hospital, which he was there for about a good 2 months, we went from Las Vegas to LA Children's Hospital for rehab, and then he was released from there because A, they were worried about me being in another state so pregnant, and B, he was not making any progress at all, so they couldn't justify him staying there, so we had to come home. When we came home, she started coming to the house, and she would needle Will. But then I noticed she was bringing other things to the home as well, like essential oils and, most importantly, crystals. Mm-hmm. And I was just really drawn to the crystals, and I was really amazed at how they affected him. You know, I mean, he could feel – he was so sensitive that certain crystals, if they even came within 3 to 4 feet of him, he would start to cry. And I think the energy was too intense. And then if there was other crystals, he would be more relaxed. And so that intrigued me because I had never really thought of using crystals as a healing modality. I had never really been around them. So I was just absolutely intrigued. And then one day when she left, a book literally fell off my bookshelf, and it was a crystal book. It was actually called Crystal Chakra Healing, I believe. And I did not even realize I'd ever purchased that book.
Oh, wow.
I must have purchased that book at some point. And I just became absolutely intrigued with them and started collecting them and going to different crystal shops. And I just love them, and I bought some more books about them. But the more I read about them, the more I felt like, well, I need them all. And I just didn't know how to connect with them. You know, well, I have them, but now what do you do with them? So then fast forward to I'm trying everything to heal Will. Then I have a nurse that's starting to work with William. And this nurse has been to John of God in Brazil.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So she has been
perhaps to share with the listeners what John of God is all about, because it's not something that perhaps everyone will have heard of, but it is something that's miraculous, and on a healing level, it's just incredible what can be achieved there. So yes, please do share.
Right. Well, John of God is a vessel for deceased surgeons, and they work through him. A medium is what he is, and his story is so profound, and this has been going on for at least 50 years. He's worked with the military in Brazil. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of validity to him. Oprah's been there and has done a show with him, and actually the interpreter was our friend Heather Cummings, and that's who we stayed with when we were there, and she was the interpreter on the John of God show, because he does only speak Portuguese.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, amazing.
Just amazing. So my nurse at this time starts also, because what I did is, and what I noticed is, when you're this raw and you're going through such a trauma, you have a choice to either just let it basically engulf you or I don't accept this.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing things, and I didn't know why I was doing them. Like I clean like you've never cleaned before and reorganize. And then I started realizing, oh, I was clearing the energy, because when I clean, it was all by my front door. And then I realized I was saying, I am too tired to go out and find another healing modality for Will. It needs to come to my front door. And I didn't really realize that what I was doing was almost a ritual. And so it did. Things just started coming to my front door, like Dr. Kim and this nurse. So she was telling me she had, she was healed when she went there. And then she started doing traveling nursing, and she actually took a patient of hers there, and they had to get him in good enough health to make the trip, and he was healed. He had a specific kind of cancer. So we set up to go on this trip. And even everything about that magically aligned. There was a society of nuns. I can't remember what they're called, but they paid for our trip.
Oh, goodness.
Except for our airfare, which, you know, three people, myself, my husband, and Will, that's expensive to Brazil.
Mm.
So then I decided I needed to do some fundraising, because I kind of skipped ahead. Before this trip to Brazil, we'd actually gone to Germany twice for stem cells. And
yes, I remember reading
when
about
it. So when we did that, we had had a few large fundraisers, but other people kind of did them for us. So when the Brazil trip came up, and I'll go back to the stem cells, but when the Brazil came up, I didn't want to ask people for more money, if that makes sense. And I wanted to do my own type of fundraiser for Will. So when I was talking to Dr. Kim, I was asking her if maybe she would make her crystal bracelets, and we could sell those for the fundraiser to go to Brazil, because I also didn't know that a lot of people would be accepting of my choices and might question me about going to Brazil. So I just wanted it to be a fundraiser for all alternative healing modalities for William.
Sure.
To heal from this brain injury, because I just wanted him back so bad, just the essence of him back.
Yeah, of course.
So she empowered me and said, you can make these bracelets yourself. And that's what led to the business, because people just love them. And again, things came to the door that told me this can be more than just a one-time fundraiser. I was approached by the Four Seasons in Las Vegas, a few other spas and yoga studios in town, and it was one of those that the universe was telling me this was the right thing for me to do, because they came to me. My background is a special education teacher, not sales. So, you know, if I had to go out and sell, it would never have happened.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we got to Brazil.
Wonderful.
And that's how the jewelry, that's pretty much how the jewelry really started. And I think that's why I went to this Brazil over the stem cells and skipped that part, was because it was that trip that started it. And in the casa of where John of God is and where you see John of God, it's gridded in crystals. There's just, you know, Brazilian quartz. It's just everywhere. And that's how John of God brings in the spirits when he does do his healing, is he has, it's a group of people. And a lot of them are the same people. One of them was the guide that we went with, her name's Laura Gwynn. She takes people there. And what he does is they have to meditate to keep the vibration in the room
mm-hmm.
so high.
Hi,
so you have these people and they're meditating at a very high vibration. And then you have the crystals everywhere around them. And I mean, crystals as tall as me. You can't help but be affected by it. Even my husband, people that are kind of like, oh, I don't know. You know, I look over and there's tears coming down his eyes, who doesn't really show any, because the energy takes over. It just literally takes over. It's quite something.
And just for the listeners, if anybody's listening out there would like to know more about John of God, just Google John of God, and he's pretty out there. so you'll
absolutely
find him.
And Heather Cummings as well. She did the book on him. She is his right-hand interpreter. She is the hotel where you can stay at to go see him.
Fantastic.
So either Heather Cummings or John of God.
Yeah. Amazing. Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
It truly is. It truly is amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. So then what happened? What happened whilst you were there?
I don't really know how to explain it. I mean, we were there for 10 days. It's very scheduled when you're there. You go through and he kind of prescribes what you need. We had several what you call psychic surgeries. And then you're not supposed to do things afterwards. Because I have a lot of fertility issues, because I do have endometriosis, which was interesting, because after one of the psychic surgeries, I felt twinges and pains in my side. And it was just interesting, because when we went there, I was only thinking about Will. I wasn't thinking about my own health or my own body. It was just, it was all about him. So I think I was worked on as well, because I physically felt it.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
It is. You know, it was going back to when Will's brain injury first happened. I remember watching him in the bed on life support, and it was just so surreal, because it was like watching from a bird's eye view. And what kept coming to me was what the doctors would say: when there's cell death in the brain, there's nothing you can do about it. Once cells die, they're dead. You know, it's the worst kind of injury, because when you just have a head injury from, say, a car accident or from a blow, your brain can rewire around that, all the healthy parts. But when you have an anoxic injury, it's global and it's diffused, so it's the whole brain. And what kept coming to me then was, well, then we'll do stem cells. We'll just replace the cells in his head. That's it. We'll just replace them. And this, of course, was in 2008, before there was all this hype about stem cells. So I don't really know where the thought came from, but that's exactly what we did. And after his first stem cell that he received, his seizures just completely stopped. And he was having, 30 to 50 seizures an hour.
Oh. Really?
But seizures are sometimes called spikes. So it was not the grand mal seizures. It wasn't 30 to 50 of those an hour. It was 30 spikes. So it was like his eyes would kind of converge, and his hands would go in, and his head would go down, and then he would cry.
Oh, gosh.
So, and at first I didn't really know what those were.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards, the whole thing was so heartbreaking that as a mom, I actually felt like maybe he should have died, because I was like, this is not a life. This isn't a life. You know, this isn't fair to him to live this way. And my sister was the one who found him and did the CPR and the whole way to the hospital. And she had so much guilt for so long, because she was like, was I supposed to save him? Should I have? Should I not have? Was this part of the plan?
Yeah, of course.
But I will say that we have the complete essence of Will back, his whole personality, his silliness. There's no more constant vomiting or crying or seizures. All of that part of the injury has been healed. So now we are very, very happy.
Wow, that is amazing.
Survive, because he loves his life. He's very happy. He still can't move on his own, and that now frustrates him because he wants to.
Yeah, sure.
But to heal, first you have to want to. You have to even notice that there's a difference. And, you know, beforehand, he just seemed to me like he was in a waking coma. So I'm absolutely thrilled with the recovery, because it's everything that I wanted for him, was the essence of him to be back.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, it really is. After that first stem cell, I'll say... the neurologist explained to me that when we have a seizure, it leaves a mark in the brain. Every seizure you have leaves a little mark, that our brain is like the earth. And every time in the earth, when we have an earthquake, it leaves a fault line and it leaves a little mark in the earth. And that's the same way our brain is with seizures. And he said what's remarkable for William is not just that his seizure stopped, that all the little records in his brain of them have disappeared.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like he never even had them.
Them was fine. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It is. Wow. It's very incredible. You just really, if it weren't for me advocating for him, they would have traced him.
Yeah.
So it's remarkable. When you don't give up, and when you listen to your own intuition and not to what all these outsider experts are telling you.
And that's the key thing here, isn't it? It really is tapping into your intuition.
It truly is. I mean, you truly need to take the time to listen. And so many people will ask me, how do I know the difference between my thoughts, my mind, my ego, then what's coming from spirit, the higher source, my intuition? And I guess I would say to them, and what I do tell them is it's that very first thought. It's your very first feeling. It's your very first inkling before you can start to question it, or, you know, do the little looping and the talking in the mind.
Mm.
It's the first thing that comes, and it's that thing that might sound crazy, like me telling the doctors we're going to go do stem cells.
Yeah, how did the doctors respond initially?
Well,
were they
against it? Some were against it. Some were okay with it.
Uh-huh.
Some were, you know, because there's so many doctors on board when you have a medically fragile kid. There's a pulmonary and an ortho and a GI.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah.
A neuro. I could go on, but you get the point. So there's so many different people.
And the incredible thing is that you stood strong in that gut feeling, you know, in your intuition that we're going ahead with stem cell, we're going to John of God, we're doing, you know, these mental healings and everything. It's like trusting that first thing that comes into your mind. And it's quite a practice. I've been doing it for a while too.
Right. I mean, you know, sometimes something just even comes over you, because I know after the injury, he would get sick a lot, and we spent so much time in the hospital, And I can remember at one point being in the PICU and doctors coming in and them discussing what they're going to do with Will while I'm sitting there. And this is when they were going to revent him and trach him. And I stood up. And I was like, absolutely not. Here's exactly what you're going to do. I will say in that moment, that wasn't even me, because I don't even know what came over me. But I do know I got my way. and Will, thank goodness, has never been revented or traced. Because, yeah, I don't even know what came over me, but that was me just allowing what was right for Will to come through.
Yeah.
And to use my voice for him.
Amazing. I just love your story so much. So this is Amy Hackett-Jones speaking with Laura Weigel of the Will to Wow Jewelry. And we are just hearing her story, her incredible story of her son Will and the brain injury that he suffered at 10 months old. And the story and the journey really that she's been on ever since to heal Will. So let me just share with our listeners where they can find you before we continue. So you can find Laura and more about her story at www.thewill2wow.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/thewilltowow again. And you also have a YouTube channel, isn't that right?
Yes, I do.
And would that they can find that there with the Will to Wow as well?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's right. I try to keep the name across the board so that I'm easy to find.
gosh, fantastic. Okay. So you've done the stem cell. Excuse me. And you've done the trip to John of God, and you're now working on the crystals. So tell me a bit more about this.
Well, I just really, when I started the crystals, as I said, it first started kind of as collecting them. Then it started as making bracelets for a fundraiser. Then it became a business, and I started to actually get creative and make earrings and necklaces and more fun bracelets, and started selling them with a website and at different places here in Las Vegas and a place in Sedona, Arizona as well. Oh, and a place in my hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana, too. And I just started using them on clients, and they were just people that were kind of, you know, working on Will, my PT, my OT, my friends, and I just started practicing with them with the crystals and what I had learned. And from their responses, and I did it on people that would give me their honest responses, like my brother, my mom, my husband, my closest friends, Will's therapist, a few of my neighbors, and the responses I was getting from them was they really do feel the effects of them. So I was very excited with that, and I decided to write a book about them. And I have a Facebook group, Holistic RX Remedies, and I'm working with clients now to come up with their own personalized holistic remedy, because there's just so many out there, and it's like, how do you choose which one to use? It's like using them together but personalized for you. And when you're first starting out, I was so confused. I had no idea which crystal I needed or what the chakras meant or how to know if I was in alignment or out of alignment. But I'll tell you what I've learned from working with Will and from all my clients. So the number one thing that heals us, the number one thing that heals us is you have to first be in joy. You have to be able to tap into your joy again.
I love that you said that. It's so important, and that is the highest frequency, isn't it? Joy. Well, pretty much up there.
The highest. Love, joy. You have to be able to tap into that again. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you can do all of these healing modalities, but if you intrinsically don't believe it, if you're depressed, if you're angry, which are all emotions that you're going to feel during a trauma, but if that's your core emotion and feeling, it literally will change the cells and the frequency in your body to not be able to heal, to not vibrate in a healing vibration.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I did for Will, was I started playing with him again and tickling him and getting him to laugh and tapping into our joy, and then bringing on these holistic. It's play therapy, right?
Yeah. That's so amazing. So what are the kinds of things that these healing modalities that you use, the crystals, the Reiki, et cetera, the essential oils, what are the kinds of things that people can come to you with and that you can work on together?
Well, I will tell you right now, I have been seeing a lot of people with grief. Grief is just huge, and we all deal with it. I mean, we're no exception. We're going to lose our loved ones, you know. So grief has been a huge one that people have been coming to me for, wanting to know crystals that will help support grief, which is rose quartz, by the way, which I'm thinking might be why you've been so drawn to rose quartz lately and why that might be your favorite.
I'm holding one right now, actually.
Another one that people come to me a lot for is fertility issues, which is interesting because I've gone through that and I have so many success stories. Which is rose quartz and moonstone, peach moonstone specifically, because that's our sacral chakra, our creation area of our body. Another one, I've had a lot of people come to me for cancer. Depression is huge. Anxiety. I feel like everybody has a level of anxiety and mention that to me. So really anything that you're going through, there is support. I definitely would say still go to your doctor, but support your body because our bodies do have a natural ability to heal. We're very resilient, and so much of it is just our mindset and getting that mindset at that vibration. And then using these different modalities to then help support our body. You know, I use, I love this tea that I use and I prescribe to my clients. It's this amazing tea. It's all organic, and they infuse the tea with crystals as well.
Oh, wow.
So you're actually ingesting them. It's called an elixir when you put your crystal in water. And, of course, you can set it out in the full moon to really charge it up. You can Reiki it. But when you put the crystal in the water, then, of course, you're infusing that water with the crystal energy. So then you take that internally.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to try that.
Yes, and do it with your bath as well, because I will just say, for safety purposes, stick to quartz crystals because they're really, really hard and they're very safe. So rose quartz, clear quartz, smoky quartz, those are some really good ones. Amethyst to stick with when doing a crystal elixir. But, yeah, they're very powerful. Crystal grids are very powerful because you're setting crystals in a very specific shape of sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. I love the flower of life because I feel like I'm giving life to the crystals and giving them a job, because everything in our being starts with that multiplication of cells. That is the flower of life. Everything actually in the universe starts with that. So I love to make those for my clients specifically because there's no time or space between distance healing. So it's really fun to do for my clients.
That's something as well that I absolutely love about these modalities. Like you say, there's no time or distance in the whole practice of it. You know, I'm in London and you're in Nevada, and we can work together across time and space, and it's just incredible how all of this works. And really the mind boggles.
Really does. I've been in Nevada for 17 years and I still am like, I cannot believe I live here. That's just such an interesting city. I cannot believe I live here.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about the crystal grids then. How does that work for people who are listening in?
Okay. Well, what you do is you normally start with an intention.
Mm-hmm.
So
important.
Let's just say that, yeah. So let's say I have a client that they're wanting to attract more prosperity and wealth into their life. Then what you do is I have a crystal grid and I bought it. So it's already set up. It's a flower of life. Mm-hmm. If you do go to my Instagram, I have pictures of some of the grids,
yes,
so you can see them.
Your Instagram feed is wonderful. I love it.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm looking on my YouTube right now, and I want to say my YouTube channel is actually just my name, Laura Weigel, if you want to find me on there, because I have one where I believe I'm making a grid.
Right.
But so what you do then is the main stone for attracting wealth and prosperity into our life is citrine. So I would put that in the middle of the crystal grid. And underneath that stone, I would write that person's name, their birth date, and really set the intention that this is for them. And then I would surround that, as you said, the flower of life, with some other crystals that support our main focus, because you really want to, in my opinion, get to the root cause. So their root cause of not having wealth or prosperity could be some limiting beliefs. It could be some self-esteem. It could be that they did just have a trauma and their heart's broken.
Yeah.
And so they're not really in that space of attracting it. So then I would place some crystals around the citrine to bring in that energy. I love when I am working on wealth and prosperity to then incorporate rose quartz, because I want people to stay heart-centered when they're trying to attract wealth and prosperity into their life, coming from their heart. And then I might put some amethyst around that, so it's also bringing in the energy of spirit, keeping us away from the lower vibrations that can also be associated with money and wealth, where it becomes greed and, you know, those kind of. So I try to keep it very high vibing.
Wonderful.
And then the outside of your grid, when you're wanting to attract something into your life, you want to take crystal points and actually point them in towards the grid. So you're bringing the energy in towards that focus. If I were doing a crystal grid, say, for all of humanity, you know, if there was a tragedy that happened on our earth, then I might point the grids out because I'm trying to send that energy out, if that makes sense.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what I do is you take a point and you connect all the crystals and the energy, and you're setting the intention as you're doing it. You're meditating. I love to play mantra music as I'm doing it.
Wonderful.
So to get back to this grid with wealth and prosperity, I would probably play Lakshmi, which is known for, it's a mantra for attracting some wealth and prosperity.
Oh, fantastic.
Into your life. Just so that you're really infusing that with that energy, and you want to go back and revisit your grid every day. I mean, crystals are little beings. They have little personalities. You want to give them their little jobs and infuse them with the energy. And it's good for you, too, because then you're sticking to it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that you say this, like giving them jobs. It's like when we talk about wealth consciousness and read books on this sort of thing, they all talk about as well is giving money a purpose. It's like you've got to give it a direction. It's all very well saying you want X amount to come in, but if you don't have, because it's essentially energy, isn't it? It's just like an energy exchange for a service or a product, that sort of thing. So if you give it a purpose, you've got like a stream of life where the money can follow, so it comes in, so that then you've then got it. Spend it or invest it or this, that, and the other.
I've never really heard that before.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Give money a purpose. So I just love that you talk about giving the crystals a purpose too, because it's all energy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that are attracted to crystals, they talk about their personalities. And so I think of them almost as your kids, or me being an ex-teacher, you're my student, and you just want to take the time to connect with them, to keep them clean, to, charge them up, which is why I love doing the full moon charges. And, you know, I think rituals really do serve a purpose because everything is an energy. So if you take the time to do a little ritual, you're just sending more and more energy to your intention.
Yeah.
And you're focusing on that rather than on all the things that aren't working. And the more, like I said, we can stay in joy and that mindset that's serving our higher purpose, the more we're not going to start to get stuck and looped into those self-defeating thoughts.
Absolutely. Oh, I love these conversations.
And it's so easy to do when you're in a trauma. I mean, I can't tell you how many nights I've been up all night with Will, especially when he was in a critical space and he's getting so heavy. You know, he's about 60 pounds and carrying him downstairs. My mind could easily go to, how am I going to do this forever? Who's going to take care of him when I get older? Why is this part not healed yet? So you just, it's really taking the time to be very mindful where your thoughts go, because it's so easy to go the other direction and it serves not one purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So tell me the story behind the name, The Will to Wow, because I think it's such a great name for your company, for your business.
Oh, thank you. It's just Will's name. And again, I think there was a higher purpose to all of this because I just happened to name my son and his initials are Wow. So when I did come up with my company, I would just say, Will, you have the will to wow us all. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's my name.
Oh,
that's my name.
I love it.
And yeah, and I want to kind of infuse the jewelry with that energy. So my hope is that when people wear the jewelry, you know, that they're carrying that energy with them for themselves, that they also have the will to wow themselves.
Yeah. And I have to say, I do have one of your pieces. I entered one of your online competitions and won, and I was so ecstatic to receive it through the post. It was just the most incredible gift. I absolutely love it. I love so much of your stuff. I'm definitely going to be extending my collection of crystals, which I have right next to me at the moment.
Well, I loved giving it to you. I really did. It was one of those things when the contest ended and everybody was like, who's your winner? I just instantly knew. I was like, oh, my Amy. I just instantly knew. So, which actually I am doing two contests that are starting. One starts today at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but I believe a few other, there's 9 vendors in it. I think there might be another jewelry, some really cool things in this one. Some of them are also in the UK, actually. So I believe will be. Yeah, so you'll have to look for that.
So how
posted
how
it
can
too.
People? Oh, you've posted it too. Okay. And on Instagram or?
Mm-hmm. Instagram, yes. They're Instagram challenges. I was asked to be a part of 2, I believe, and I'm doing a yoga challenge. I didn't really realize I said yes to so many things, but you know what? Who cares? It's fun.
Exactly. As long as it's fun.
Right.
Keep the vibration and joy. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
how can
a
giveaway
not be fun? Exactly. And receive one of Laura's beautiful pieces of jewelry, then be sure to head over to her Instagram, which is
Will to Wow. So WILL, the number 2, WOW, Will to Wow _ jewelry.
Jewelry. And that's the American spelling, not the British one. Which is
yes, I think British has 2 L's, right?
Yes, yeah. It's JEWELRY. But I'm sure with Will to Wild, you'll find it anyway. She'll come up on the search.
Yes.
So, gosh, that's amazing. So you've got lots of freebies up for grabs. So anybody out there who's listening, be sure to go to Instagram.com/willtowow_jewelry because they're so precious. I just love them. All your pieces.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I know you've already shared a few pearls of wisdom with us today, but what would be, given that this is the Being Brilliant radio show, what would be your sort of top 3 tips for being brilliant? In fact, sorry, let me just backtrack. What is being brilliant for you, first and foremost? How would you describe that?
How would I describe it? Truly tapping into your authentic self,
yeah.
That higher being, the soul, who we are without the thoughts and the body. I would say that is our most brilliant self.
Yeah, I couldn't
and
agree
more. And that's the self, it's the self that connects all. It's that
yeah.
beautiful self that is in all of us. Yeah, that's it for sure. And I guess truly take that time to tap into your intuition, especially when you're in the middle of this trauma. And the reason I give some of the details is just so people can know that it can truly be done. At one point, William was in his hospital bed in the PICU, and he actually coded there, and that was at the fault of the hospital. But in that moment, all I could do was throw up. In that moment, bird's eye perspective, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And tuning into what I need to know in this moment.
Yeah.
What's true. And patience is huge, I think.
Mm.
You know, there is no time or space that we talked about. So knowing that, we need to stay patient, which goes with my last tip, and that's just to never give up. And what I tell people is that if we become hopeless, the opposite of hope is despair.
Yeah.
And so if we're in the emotion of despair, nothing good can come from that. So you can't get out of being hopeful.
Yeah. I love that. And another word on patience. I remember when I was living in Panama, I was reading a book on spirituality. I forget now what it was called, but there was a chapter in it on patience. And my teacher at the time, he's a shaman, I read it out to him, and he said, okay, now reread the whole chapter. And every time there's a word, every time you read the word patience, replace it with love.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because patience at some point will run out. Whereas love, which is really essentially where, what you're coming from, isn't it? This unconditional love that you've had for Will to be able to take him on this journey and this journey with you as well. It is that unconditional love. Yes, it's patience as well, and it's unconditional love. And I just think, gosh, that was so, you know, it's so powerful to breathe into that. And that's really where we need to be, as you said, coming back to joy, coming back to love, coming back to that sense of patience and peace, and just imbuing that in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so beautiful. Love that.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, I've just lost.
Drives the patience. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back again. Yep. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
What was that?
It's the unconditional. I was saying that what came to me as you were sharing those little nuggets of wisdom is that it's the unconditional love that actually drives the patient.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you
yeah.
there. Yeah. How amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And I love
it really
that
is.
Said, I love that you said never give up. That was my mom's mantra too.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. And
never
you know,
give
really,
up.
Yeah. You've really
my
gone
new
through.
Mantra.
Sorry.
My new mantra is: I'm a magnet for miracles. I'm attracting miracles to my life, and I'm a magnet for miracles. And
I love it.
Say that. I say that all the time to Will because I want him to believe that too. I want him to, because he's the one living in the body that's not moving the way he wants it to. And I want him to not get frustrated or to give up because, you know, that's really important for him. So
yeah.
Remembering I'm a magnet for miracles and just constantly putting that out there.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow. So is there anything else that you would like to share today? I think we've done a big overview of your incredible journey.
Thank you. I think the only thing is that if somebody wanted, you know, to work with me one-on-one, sure, and come up with their own holistic RX remedy, I do, you know, you do get meditations and mantras, mm-hmm, as well, but personalized for you. And if you do want to learn a little bit more about crystals, I do have, it's called A Course in Crystals. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, I've definitely created a few things that I wish I would have had when I started on this journey.
Wonderful. And where can people find A Course in Crystals?
You can just find it on my website, okay, thewilltowow.com. And when you go to shop, it's in my shop, along with jewelry.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to go in and have another look at your jewelry, actually. It's been a few months since I've popped in and had a look, so I will definitely go.
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite thing truly to do is you can go and have a look at my jewelry. My favorite thing to do with people is like what we've been talking about. It's just customize a piece for them because it makes it more customized and more personal for the journey that you're in that moment. You know, if you're going through anxiety, but the reason is grief, then maybe a rose quartz and aquamarine would be good for you. Or if you are wanting to attract more money or wealth, you know, so it's fun to also customize pieces for people too.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, wonderful. Wow. This was Amy Hackett-Jones speaking to Laura Waggle of thewilltowow.com. You can find her on Instagram with Will to Wow, and the two is the number two, and Facebook,
yes,
as well. The Will to Wow. Uh huh.
Well, Instagram's a little different. Will to Wow _ jewelry. Facebook is
the Will to Wow.
Will to Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And she has a YouTube channel, so you can see more about her there. But that's under her name, Laura Weigel, which is Weigel. And go check out her course, A Course in Crystals, where you can find on thewilltowow.com. Goodness, Laura, thank you so much for sharing. I love, you know, that you agreed to do this with me. It's been a huge pleasure to have you on the show. And I really look forward to connecting with you more. Laura also does, are you still doing several live streams on Facebook?
Right now I'm doing them in my private group.
Right,
because
okay,
I'm preparing for a challenge that's going to be starting in 2 weeks,
okay,
which is the holistic RX remedies. So that's kind of where I'm focusing my live streaming right
Great.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Amy.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And I love your live streams. They're always so fascinating. and your energy just shines bright. I just love watching them. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you all so much for listening in. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks from now, and in the meantime, go out there and be your brilliant selves, be the lighthouse, shine your light, no matter how fierce the storm of life is around you. And Laura absolutely imbues this philosophy. So thank you once again, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want, I can be what I want to be.
Radio. Napa know-how.
The Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How!
At National University, it's not just a degree in finding your voice or helping a young writer find hers. It's not just a degree in writing the books that move us.
Ignition.
Or the thoughts that transform us.
Liftoff.
It's not just the degree. It's the degree to which you use it. Earn your MFA in creative writing with online classes that fit your schedule. Visit nu.edu to learn more about a nonprofit institution where students come first. National University, for the greater.